Hello, all TABC alum. I hope this finds you well. Parshas Vayira, Noach and Avram, boundaries and self. How does a Jew relate to his surroundings, especially to those who do not share his values? To what extent, if any, should he remain apart? And if he chooses to interact with those around him, how does one go about doing so? Are there any limits? The traditional distinction in approaches is made between the models of Noach and Avram. In anticipation of the Mabul, Noach is commanded by Hashem to build an ark for himself and his family. Why Noach? The Torah tells us, "Vayomer Hashem al Noach, bo ata v'chol beisecha el hateva." You and your family, your entire household, should go to the teva. Why? Ki oscha ra'isi tzadik l'fanai b'dor hazeh. For it is you who I have found to be a tzadik in this generation. While the ark was obviously a means of survival, the ark was also a symbol of exclusion and boundary, for it was for Noach's family and for no other. A boundary, physical or psychological, is used to protect that which is inside. A physical boundary marks where one's property or person ends and the other begins. Psychological boundaries enable a person to think for himself and to avoid being susceptible to groupthink, in essence, to preserve the self. While the ark can be seen as exclusive, its function is clearly to preserve something of value inside, which cannot otherwise be done were there to be no boundary. Avram, on the other hand, is seen as the original and prototypical Makariv. All four entrances of his home were always open. It appears that he was completely inclusive. However, was Avram's home open without any monitoring of those who came through? Were there truly no boundaries? Were there measures that Avram took to ensure the preservation of the sanctity of his home? Rabbi Frank conveys the following thought. In the beginning of Parshas Vayera, the Torah describes the opening scene of Avram sitting Pesach HaOhel at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. Even during the pain following his bris milah, he awaits, Rashi says, to welcome guests. As he is sitting, Avram looks and sees three strangers passing by, and he runs to greet them. Rashi, citing the Gemara in Bava Metzia, relates that he invites them into his house and spoils them with delicacies, giving each a separate cow's tongue. Of course, one tongue for the three guests would have sufficed. Yet Avram goes above and beyond and gives one to each of his guests. However, in providing water to them, he does not go overboard. Regarding the water, he suggests, Yukach namat mayim, little bit of water be taken. In fact, the Gemara infers that Avram did not bring the water himself, but rather delegated this task to a worker to do it for him. How come Avram provided a small amount of water, and why did he not bring the water himself? In Oznaim LeTorah, Rav Zalman Sarotskin comments that regarding hospitality, there is a notion of kabdehu v'chastehu, honor him but be suspicious of him. In terms of kabdehu, Avram goes out of his way to be as welcoming as possible and serves each stranger a delicacy. Avram also needs to do chastehu. He needs to screen the guests. The bringing of water was to wash the dust off the bottom of the feet, lest they worship it. However, Avram wanted to be as discreet as possible. He did not want to show his guests that he was suspect of them and make them uncomfortable. For that reason, he asked his servant to bring the water to clean the feet. Likewise, he used only a small amount of water so as not to offend his guests. Avram personally outdid himself in hospitality regarding the kabdehu aspect. However, chastehu was minimized and handled by others. Most of us have a relationship with friends, family, co-workers who have a different level of observance or perhaps maintain different values. For those in yeshiva, you can enjoy your time in the proverbial teva. For those who are no longer in the kosle beis hamedrash within the walls of the study hall, how we interact with others is certainly worth considering. Like Avram, we must be welcoming and pleasant, thoughtful and caring. At the same time, like Avram, we have to recognize that to preserve ourself, we need to ensure that there are appropriate boundaries. While this is certainly a challenge that requires sensitivity and judgment, it is also one that bears great fruit. Have a good Shabbos.